you please just close our eyes and pray? Oh Lord, some days are great, you know, some days are not so great. And we find ourselves and doubting the purpose that you have laid out for us. We find ourselves doubting what we're doing, doubting our gifts, doubting all the talents that you have given us, our capabilities in this world and this society we live in. We doubt that we're destined to be where we want to be. We doubt that we can achieve our dreams and achieve our goals. We feel as though it's something that is not attainable. Right now, with all that's going on in the world, a lot of people are feeling overwhelmed and are feeling this emotion of self-doubt, feeling as if they are not worthy of anything and feeling as though they are stuck. Lord, I relate to this feeling, and I'm praying and I'm putting out my hand to every single person that's feeling that way, that may they feel encouragement, motivation, and inspiration from you and your word and your presence. May they feel that they can accomplish all that they are dreaming of. May they be aligned with the purpose and the will that you have for their lives. Lord, may they realize that all the dreams and hopes and capabilities, talents and gifts that you have given them were not by coincidence, but it was part of the plan that you had for them. Remind them, Lord, that you have given them these things for a reason and that they are supposed to use them to get where they need to be. May they trust in you and may they trust in their purpose. For all those that are still trying to figure out their purpose, may they trust in you, Lord. May they believe that you will reveal it in time. May they believe that everything will fall into place. Lord, I'm praying for encouragement all over the world. I'm praying for all those that have lost their loved ones and feeling as though their worlds are falling apart. Lord, I'm praying for your touch and for your comfort, Lord Jesus, upon their lives. Hallelujah. I'm praying, oh Lord God, for all those that are feeling hopeless, stuck and unemployed, applying for jobs day after day and feeling as though nothing is changing, nothing is going to happen. May you comfort them, Lord. May you reassure them that they are where they are supposed to be and that your timing is perfect. And in this unfavorable, uncomfortable season that they are facing right now, Lord, there is a reason for why they are there right now. May you reveal that to him. I'm praying for wisdom, Lord Jesus, for all of your wonderful children out there. Yes, Lord, I'm praying for them to seek your wisdom, Lord God. Seek your discernment, Lord Jesus, and understand that everything in this world happens for a reason. Yes, Lord, fill us up with peace. So many of us are distraught. There's so much chaos in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. Overwhelm us with the peace that we can never understand and get anywhere else but from you. Lord Jesus, I'm praying. God, I'm praying for all these wonderful people. Lord, we want to be happy, we want to be joyful. We know that we can get that from you because you are the only source that can bring us happiness and joy, even in the unfavorable season. That you give us the power and the strength to wake up every morning and to realize how blessed we are, Lord God, regardless of if we are unemployed, if we have lost a loved one, if we are feeling stuck in this world. Because there is so much to be grateful for, Lord God. Remind us, restore our humility. Remind us, Lord Jesus, that we are here on this earth because of you. May this message that you have placed upon my heart, Lord Jesus, may it just touch and encourage every single soul that will listen to this podcast, this episode, Jesus. May they feel your touch and may they feel motivated that after listening to this, they will realize that they can attain every single thing that they dream of, that they wish for, all of those goals, that everything is going to fall into place and we should just trust the process. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for patience. We're always in such a rush because, oh God, this society we live in is all about time and time and time and a timeline. But Lord Jesus, we are trusting your timeline. We know, Lord God, that there are delays in life because of something. There's some growth that you need to see from us, oh God. There's some things that we need to shed off. Make us understand that, Lord. Thank you for this moment. Be with us now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hi, guys. I felt the need to invite God into this because I've been feeling very unsettled, and I feel a lot of us are feeling very unsettled with all that's going on. Everyone is actually going through their own things, and these things contribute to how we feel on a day-by-day basis. So I felt it important to just invite him and pray for you guys. I hope that you feel encouraged by my prayer. I hope that everyone's okay. Today, I want to encourage you to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. We doubt ourselves so much. We doubt our capabilities. We doubt our talents. We doubt our gifts, be it spiritual, be it physical. We doubt our beauty. We doubt our personalities. We doubt our weirdness. And we feel as though something is just not right. And this is usually contributed by feeling as though you're not where you're supposed to be and feeling stuck in life. As I'd mentioned in my prayer, being unemployed, you studied, you're done with your studies, you can't get a job, you lost your mom, you lost your dad at a young age, you're feeling lost, you've lost friends that you thought you'd never lose, you're feeling as though you're the problem. There's so many things that make us doubt ourselves and contribute to our insecurities, and I understand that because I've been there. But I'll tell you why. Society causes us to do that. Society sets a standard, a timeline, and what's regarded as significant. And these are the things that we're surrounded by. Society says you must finish school at 21 or 22, get a job, get married, have kids, have a dog, you know, or that pretty fence, whatnot, whatnot. You know, you need to have these things. Society is like adamant that these are the things that you need to do. In order for you to be an entrepreneur and start your business, you need money, you need that, you need this. The list is endless, and you feel as though, then it's not for me. Then it's not for me, but that's not true. Because I need to remind you something right now, that we were not put on this planet to conform to societal standards. I want to repeat that. We were not put on this planet to conform to societal standards. Society did not create us, but God did. The moment you understand that you're just a spirit in a flesh being on this earth, controlled by society, you then leave room for you to start believing in yourself. God created us individually, and we all have our own parts, our own gifts, our own talents. Our journeys are going to be different. You need to understand that no person will believe in you as much as you should believe in yourself. So believe in yourself, believe in your gifts, believe in your talents, believe in your capabilities. You have these things because God entrusted you with these things, and he knows and is fully confident that you will execute what you need to with these gifts the right way, the way that he needs you to. And that's where you need his guidance. You are your biggest priority. So prioritize your life. Prioritize your goals, your dreams, your body, your well-being, your joy, your peace. No dream is insignificant, and no person has the authority to tell you that. No person. Believe in yourself.